The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What does the Bible say about tattoos and body piercings? The Old Testament law commanded the Israelites, "Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord." Leviticus 19 verse 28. So even though believers today are not under the Old Testament law, Romans 10 verse 4, the fact that there was a command against tattoos should raise some questions. The New Testament does not say anything about whether or not a believer should get a tattoo. In relation to tattoos and body piercings, a good test is to determine whether we can honestly, in good conscience, ask God to bless and use that particular activity for His own good purposes. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31. The New Testament does not command against tattoos or body piercings, but it also does not give us any reason to believe God would have us get tattoos or body piercings. An important scriptural principle on issues the Bible does not specifically address is if there is room for doubt whether it pleases God, then it is best not to engage in that activity. Romans 14 verse 23 reminds us that anything that does not come from faith is sin. We need to remember that our bodies, as well as our souls, have been redeemed and belong to God. Although 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 and 20 does not directly apply to tattoos or body piercings, it does give us a principle. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. This great truth should have a real bearing on what we do and where we go with our bodies. If our bodies belong to God, we should make sure we have His clear permission before we mark them up with tattoos or body piercings.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.